Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The two sons of a woman who disappeared from the Gold Coast almost 30 years ago have made an emotional plea. Tammy Dyson was last seen in July 1995, leaving the Currumbin Clinic with a woman who falsely claimed to be her sister. The 23-year-old had worked in the adult entertainment industry, associating with known criminals. Son Giles Lebler says the family needs closure.
Someone obviously knows something. She hasn't just walked off the face of the earth and bit of closure. Like, we've grown up with no mum our whole life, so surely someone can come forward and say what's happened. Well, it's not right.
A $500,000 reward is being offered for information. The Bondi Junction shopping centre in Sydney's east will reopen today for a community reflection day to allow people to pay their respects to those killed in Saturday's knife attack. Six people died and 12 others were injured in the attack in one of the city's busiest shopping centres. There will be no retail trade today, with stores able to resume business tomorrow. Northern Territory Police have helped rescue an injured woman after a motorbike accident in the Simpson Desert. Two men riding with the 49-year-old were able to activate personal emergency beacons. A helicopter took the woman to the nearest property and she was later flown to Alice Springs Hospital. Widespread flooding in Dubai is causing major flight cancellations and diversions. Dwayne Hill's flight was originally scheduled for the 15th of April, but Qatar Airways says the next flight out isn't till the 20th, and the airport won't let passengers leave the airport. The Perth man says people are running out of money, communication's terrible, and there are fights over food vouchers.
Drinking coffees from coffee shops, it's very expensive to sit here. An average meal is starting to cost us about $100 per sitting down, but that keeps our phones charged.
Still overseas, and Volodymyr Zelensky has blamed a lack of air defences for Ukraine's inability to protect the northern city of Chernihiv from a deadly Russian missile attack, which has so far claimed at least 17 lives. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, a goal in stoppage time has prevented the Central Coast from leaving Kyrgyzstan with a valuable lead in their AFC Cup interzonal final. The teams have drawn one all overnight. The second leg will be held in Gosford next Wednesday. St Kilda footballer Max King has been ruled out of tonight's AFL game against the Western Bulldogs due to a knee injury. Zach Jones is returning to the lineup. In entertainment news, the main composer for the children's cartoon Bluey has won double accolades at the Queensland Music Awards. Geoff Bush won the awards for the music in episodes Cricket and Dance Mode. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on with another update. I'm Susie Thompson.